producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Whew, feel like I really need to burn off some of that Halloween candy. I didn't really eat that much, but, you know, a couple houses, they were like, well, we don't want to give the adults candy because we need to save them for the kids, but we can fill up that plastic cup you're running around with. Oh, like, trick or drink? So, unfortunately, I think I took in too many calories, okay? I didn't really drink a lot. But I definitely took in more calories than I should have. So, I'm probably not going to be having Chipotle for lunch. But Chipotle's been in the news because they've closed 43 restaurants following this E. coli outbreak. Apparently, a rash of E. coli cases in Washington State and Oregon prompted Chipotle to temporarily close down 43 of its restaurants in those two states over the weekend. No deaths have been reported, luckily, but there are at least 22 cases in both states, and 8 people have been hospitalized, according to Washington state health officials. While the outbreak appears to be linked to food served at Chipotle restaurants, the food or other sources of contamination have not yet been determined and remains under investigation, according to the Washington Department of Health. They say 8 restaurants may have potential links to the cases, but the company has closed 43 just out of an abundance of caution. The timing of reopening will be dictated by the pace and progress of the investigation. Right now, that is the top priority. So E. coli is dangerous. It's this bacteria that can cause fever, vomiting, bloody diarrhea, and people most vulnerable are your elderly, your kids, your people who are immunocompromised on steroids for some reason, like asthma or COPD or immunosuppressants because they've had a transplanted kidney. Health officials expect the number of E. coli cases possibly linked to Chipotle to increase this week as they continue their investigation. Remember, it could take a while to, unfortunately, for symptoms to appear. Usually you'll see it in about 48 to 72 hours. But again, if there was a contaminated site and it hadn't been closed yet and somebody acquired it, unfortunately, you know, it could take a little while. Chipotle, unfortunately, their shares dropped as much as 5% Monday morning. Over the summer, there was a salmonella outbreak tied to a Minnesota Chipotle restaurant that left 64 people sick. Health officials determined that tomatoes were the source of the contamination. Now, this is interesting. Okay. You know, we tell you guys many, many times to try and avoid eating out. Okay? You have more control over your food, obviously, when you cook it yourselves. You know what salt you're putting in. You know the butter. You know the oil. And many of us will still over season, okay? You know, we think the restaurants, because they have to follow these guidelines or these caloric numbers that we have to, that they'll have less calories or sugar or salt. No, they don't. Yeah, overall they know. But, you know, I see when, you know, they do the handfuls or the scoopfuls. I mean, things can vary. So, you have more control. So the best thing for you to do is to make your own meals at home. Last night, I made an arroz con pollo, one of my favorite dishes, except I used rice-a-roni because I love the little vermicelli. So I put some chicken, thigh meat. Oh, my gosh, thigh meat with some cheese and some rice-a-roni, Spanish rice-a-roni. OMG. So I'm having my Chipotle, like, right here. Okay, I have my own, because even Chipotle couldn't make my arroz con pollo as good as I do. This is yummy. Yeah, I use rice running. I'm not going to make hand. No, I'm going to use rice running. But yummy stuff. Look, I'm not Mexican. And so I, this is how I make my arroz con pollo. That's how I make my Mexican dishes. Leave me alone. And so I'm sure if, you know, I had somebody Latina in the family, I would probably, I do. I don't know if he cooks that much. Yeah. Well, anyway. So that's how I make my arroz con pollo. But the one thing that I'm seeing is, unfortunately, and I think we're all seeing this, is the half-assedness of workers. And I hate to say that, but time and time again, you see that. I was at a store yesterday, and it was just, I mean, I if I was managing the staff, I'd be like, come on, guys, some customer service. Don't forget to close the cash drawer. You know, I mean, just things were done so halfway. And so I get nervous because I think people are not as loyal to their jobs and employers are not as loyal to them. So you have this relationship between employer and employee where many people are just going to work to clock in and clock out. And so, yeah, if their hands aren't washed, are they really going to care? I mean, we have rules in restaurants. You see, you know, even in the bathroom, employees wash your hands. Employees wash your hands. Not that employees should be using, the other bathrooms. Usually they have their own bathroom. But sometimes you see the signs in the regular bathroom, too. Employees wash your hands. Well, what if they don't? Okay, what if they don't care? Look, I worked at a restaurant, and I saw a lot of half-assed stuff. And it makes me nervous. And I'm not accusing workers at Chipotle of being halfway. Okay, I'm not. But you wonder if you are managing this. Okay, you know, how do you ensure that your workers don't contaminate the food? Yeah, you could do gloves. Okay, but make sure they're changing their gloves. You know, yeah, you can ensure that all the utensils are clean and all the food is kept in the fridge like it's supposed to and heated correctly, exactly. You know, but, you know, somebody goes to the bathroom and, I mean, unless you need somebody to monitor them that they wash their hands and glove up, and I don't know what the answer is. And unfortunately with E. coli, you get E. coli by oral fecal route, meaning somebody's fecal material possibly got into your oral community cavity. And that's not something fun you want to think about when you're thinking about food. But, you know, food outbreaks happen. You know, these things happen. You could have, you know, a box of lettuce that's tainted, and then that goes to multiple, you know, companies, et cetera. But, you know, I've seen in many of these fast food places, you know, people not wearing gloves, not washing their hands, and I'm just really nervous about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Watching TV has been linked to 8 types of diseases that could cause death. Really? Watching TV? Like Game of Thrones? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, spiders, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We said goodbye to former U.S. Senator and actor Fred Thompson. One of my favorite actors, especially since anybody in the Die Hard movies, okay, I mean, definitely get a thumbs up from me. I thought he did a great job in Die Hard 2. He was also in Law and Order. I never really saw all the Law and Orders. I think that was big on TV when I was in my training, so I didn't have time to watch a lot of that. I didn't really see a lot of the Star Treks either, and Star Trek is coming back. I'll tell you about that. But Fred Thompson, attorney, actor, U.S. Senator, died after a recurrence of lymphoma at the age of 73. He was 6'6", very, very well known. He was in The Hunt for Red October, Cape Fear, and The Line of Fire. He wanted to go into public service after he was an actor for about 10 years, kind of like Ronald Reagan turned actor. Then he headed back to Nashville and launched his Senate campaign. He ran to fill the remaining 2 years of Al Gore's U.S. Senate term in Tennessee in 1994. And he was well known to be in his red pickup truck that he would use to crisscross the state through the campaign. He captured 60% of the vote against then-Democratic Representative Jim Cooper. Then he was reelected in 1996 to a full six-year term. And from what we understand, he died with his family surrounding him at peace. So it's a shame, you know, when you... You know, when you see something like this, you know, people that you kind of grew up with in the movies, grew up with in government, gone, it's a shame. Our hearts and prayers are with the family. Star Trek doesn't die, though, and I don't think people want it to. A new Star Trek TV series will debut in 2017. All right? Apparently, the science fiction program that chronicled the voyages of the Starship Enterprise has its... and its intrepid crew will return to TV in 2017, according to CBS. It's a new series that will be introduced on the network, but will be shown primarily on its digital subscription video service. The latest Star Trek series will focus on new characters seeking imaginative new worlds and new civilization while exploring the dramatic contemporary themes that have been in their signature franchise. So, executively produced by Alex Kurtzman, who did the Star Trek movie and the 2013 movie. I got to admit, the Star Trek movies weren't that bad. Considering Star Trek movies used to really, really stink, I have to admit, the later Star Trek movies weren't too bad. I guess the original series was back from 1966 to 1969 with William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, and then, of course, there were spinoffs. I didn't realize that it was only 3 years. 1966 to 69, that was it for the original Star Trek. Maybe it's because we just kept watching the same, you know, reruns and reruns that it seemed like it was going on forever. Is it just me, or do I notice a lot of rehashing, you know, bringing up old stuff? You got the Peanuts back. There's going to be a Peanuts movie. I don't know about you guys, but I really wasn't that into the Peanuts growing up. I thought it was kind of boring. I did. I mean, Snoopy was cool, but just Charlie Brown was boring. Lucy was a witch. Peppermint Patty was a little too cocky for my taste. Then you had the one that stunk, and the teacher was wah, 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 wah. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of boring, but I guess there's the Peanuts movie. And then the Muppets are back. I guess people are making a big deal about the Muppets again. So I'm not surprised that Star Trek will have another go at it. But watching TV, unfortunately, has been linked to 8 different types of death, leading causes of death. And, I mean, I know you guys hate hearing about these stories, these studies. And I hate talking about them, to be honest, okay? I do. But, you know, it just kind of reminds us that maybe we're watching too much TV. I was watching The Walking Dead, and The Walking Dead was an hour and a half long. After that was over, I'm like, all right, well, let's see something else. Let's see something else. I was just sitting for an hour and a half. And I mean, I wasn't. I was doing work and, you know, and I was still doing reports and things like that in the process. But, you know, anyway, researchers from the National Cancer Institute tracked thousands of patient health history beginning from 1995 up to 2011. And the study was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. And 80% of Americans, they say, spend an average of 3.5 hours per day watching TV. Now, that is scary. Okay, I mean, I barely have that time coming home to watch an hour, hour and a half show. Maybe I'll watch some Modern Family reruns, but 3.5 hours a day? I wonder if that includes people that aren't working. I don't know. So, here, a team of researchers from the University of Regensburg in Germany found that, I apologize, I'm having pop-up issues, within a 2-hour increase of your TV time, risk of colon cancer is 8%, endometrial cancer 10%, and lung cancer. So cancer is obviously a biggie. All right, the current NCI study said that 793 adult patients who died due to cancer had spent at least 7 hours a day watching TV. Other patients who watch lesser hours of watching TV were excluded in this count. Some of you are like, but I don't watch TV anymore. I really don't. I stream online. Well, same thing. Heart disease. Another research article published in 2011 revealed that spending 4 hours per day watching TV increased the risk of cardiovascular disease. Researchers from the UK said that prolonged sedentary positions slowed down the action of the lipoprotein lipase, which is an enzyme that breaks down fats, such as cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood. When the enzyme activity slows, levels of these fats increase. If it accumulates in the blood, it could eventually lead to heart disease. So this NCI study looked at 514 adult patients who died from coronary heart disease. They spent at least 7 hours a day watching TV. Other patients who watched less hours of TV were excluded. Number three now is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Researchers presented by experts from Osaka University at the European Society of Cardiology Congress said that if you watch an average of 5 or more hours of TV, that could lead to a condition called pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot. So prolonged sitting or sedentary positions could cause one of the pulmonary arteries in the lungs to be blocked, and it could eventually lead to death. They also unfortunately see pulmonary embolism in people who sit too long on a flight. Another study looked at the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in connection to Japanese adults watching TV. They looked at 122 patients who died from COPD. They had spent at least 7 hours per day watching television. And then, of course, no-brainer, diabetes. Study conducted also by the American Diabetes Association looked at different aspects of what can cause type 2 diabetes, and they found that for every 100,000 individuals in the U.S., we had 176 possible cases of type 2, where the individual spends about 2 hours in front of their screens. They looked at 70 patients with diabetes who were watching 7 hours of TV a day. What about flu and pneumonia? Apparently that's in this too. When you lie around and you don't move, you're more at risk for pneumonia. Pneumonia symptoms, sweating, shortness of breath, chills, headache, fever, fatigue, muscle pain, difficulty breathing, obviously, dyspnea on exertion. The NCI study looked at 43 patients who had pneumonia. They spent at least 7 hours per day watching TV. Again, guys, it's not a cause and effect type of thing, but it, somebody who's obviously not out there and walking around and moving and using the lungs and, you know, exhaling really well, obviously could be an issue. Parkinson's disease. 28 patients who spent at least 7 hours per day watching TV eventually got Parkinson's and died from the disease. I have no idea why the hell Parkinson's disease would be related to that. Yeah, Parkinson's is this neurodegenerative disorder. It kind of strips away your motor skills. You get muscle rigidity, not a lot of ability to move your muscles that easily. You seem to shuffle a lot in your steps. Sometimes you get a tremor. Very difficult to initiate a movement and get started. That's Parkinson's. Now, liver disease. Why not? Study conducted in South Korea revealed that reduced physical activity caused by spending too much time watching TV could cause liver failure and death. Researchers looked at 140,000 Koreans and found that nearly 40,000 of them had non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Oh, man. I can understand watching football. Man, every game seemed to be really, really good yesterday. The Giants game, the Cowboys game, the Broncos game. I could totally see you just sitting there all day. Then, of course, getting up to eat and drinking and, yeah. So, these 40,000 Koreans of the 140 that had the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease were not obese. So they think it was their sedentary behavior, spending at least 7 hours a day in front of the TV. And then suicide. 13 patients that they found in this study committed suicide, and they had spent at least 7 hours per day in front of the TV. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, yet depression affects a quarter of us. All right. Well, I know. That's pretty sobering. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of you guys are going to be seeing more facial hair in men, right? A lot more men running around with facial hair. And some of you are going to be like, okay, well, that's pretty sexy. But they're doing it for a reason. I guess it is Movember. So people are now using their mustache to raise awareness. The Movember Foundation is a 21-country charity that annually raises millions of dollars to fight what it calls hidden men's health crisis, such as prostate cancer. So, prostate cancer is the male equivalent to breast cancer, they say, in terms of the number of men that die from it and are diagnosed with it. But there was nothing for this cause, so we married growing a mustache with prostate cancer, according to co-founder Adam Garoni said during a talk. The foundation started in 2003 and said it's donated over $650 million to charities since then. The organization sponsors fundraising for four main men's health issues, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and physical inactivity. So participating means you sign up on the website, you set up a fundraising goal, and then you start with, I guess, a clean shaven face. And then you start to cultivate, I guess, a mustache. The foundation recommends using your new mustache as a conversation starter to educate people on men's health. If you can't or won't grow a mustache, then I guess there's a Move in Movember challenge where you are encouraged to be physically active throughout the month of November. So, like, instead of Mo for mustache, Move Ember for, you get that? That's cute. So, in the interest of men's health, let your, I'm happy about that because I really don't want to wax my upper lip. And so, you know, it's about time that I could kind of be in vogue with some facial hair. I'm pretty excited about that. All right. And again, I mean, you know, Tom Selleck is pretty sexy. I've never seen Michael Fassbender with a mustache, but my guess is he would also be very, very sexy, too. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. We have a man with a quote-unquote brain disorder who can't recognize his own reflection. A man thought he was a stranger in a bathroom mirror, but he was actually looking at his own reflection. 78-year-old man in France, identified in the report as Mr. B, noticed a stranger in the house. Mr. B said the stranger looked just, I guess, looked, but stayed in the bathroom mirror. But there's a typo in this article. According to authors of the report published online August 25th in the journal Neurocase, they say the stranger was a double of himself. He was the same size, had the same hair, body shape, and features, wore the same clothes, and acted the same way. Mr. B talked with this stranger and was puzzled because he knew so much about him. Mr. B even brought food to the mirror with cutlery for two people. Eventually, the patient told his daughter that the stranger had become aggressive, and she decided to drive her father to the hospital. According to Dr. Capucin Diar de Touffe, a neurologist at the University Hospital of Tours in France, treated the man and is now one of the co-authors of the report. After a checkup, doctors diagnosed Mr. B with a condition called atypical Capgras syndrome. I guess a regular case of Capgras syndrome, which is named after the French psychiatrist Joe Capgras, who first published a report in 1923, a person thinks that a friend or family member has been replaced with an identical imposter. Oh, that's scary. Think your husband is not really your husband? Mr. B's case was atypical because his delusion did concern another person, but it was himself. So doctors prescribed him an antipsychotic medication for his delusions. They also gave him anti-anxiety medication because he felt nervous that there was an aggressive stranger in his home. After he took medications for 3 months, he reported the stranger had disappeared. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard of this. Apparently, there's been a couple other cases of Capgras that has been reported in the literature. There was a 1968 report where a 61-year-old woman in New Zealand became frightened by a double of herself who only appeared when she looked in the mirror. Another was a 77-year-old woman who imagined that she talked with her double in the mirror. A woman just so happened to be identical to her in appearance, age, background, and education, according to this case report. That's weird. It's not clear why people develop it. They think it's also similar to a condition called prosopagnosia, and where people become unable to recognize familiar people's faces. I know many of you guys are thinking this could be a sign of dementia. Absolutely. Prosopagnosia is also known as face blindness, diagnosed in people such as the late neurologist Oliver Sacks and primatologist Jane Goodall. But the authors of this new case report, who are all neurologists and psychiatrists, say that this atypical case of this Mr. B is more complicated. So they think maybe it's an impairment of two different brain pathways. People with face blindness, they may not be able to recognize familiar faces, but they still react to, I guess, these faces emotionally. So there's still some sort of recognizing. I'm not sure. I, you know, this syndrome, I've never seen it, so I don't even know how to treat it. The antipsychotic would probably be first line. But, you know, how frustrating for people. And to me, it would be, unfortunately, a first sign of dementia. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of dementia, we need to talk about Obamacare. And there has been some pretty uneventful, maybe kind of a limp start to this new November 1, I guess, launch of Obamacare. And, you know, we're hearing that Obamacare may be on its way to, quote-unquote, imploding, where most of the people that unfortunately have signed up, they signed up under the Medicaid. And we don't have a lot of people wanting to purchase outright the plans. All right. And New York has had some issues. I saw this article yesterday. Apparently, New York enrolled dead people. Apparently, 21 dead people have been enrolled in Medicaid and 333 getting continuing government-funded health coverage after they died. Don't ask. The state controller's office reported that its auditors found overpayments and $3.4 million for the year starting October 1, 2013, when the exchange began operating. That included $325,000 in coverage for the deceased. Only by chance does New York State of Health receive notification of the death of an enrolled recipient and begin the process to end Medicaid coverage. Oh, that's crazy. So nobody tells the government, so they keep spending the money. And then there's somebody else is cashing the checks. Auditors faulted a range of design and process flaws, you think? In the health exchange's process for checking eligibility, the exchange was established by the state under the Affordable Health Care Act to provide commercial health insurance or Medicaid to the state's uninsured, enrolling more than 2.1 million people. The auditor said the state also issued multiple identification numbers to several thousand adults, children's newborns, and some unborn children who enrolled. This resulted in Medicaid overpayments of 2.8 million. The health department established the exchange and runs it, and, of course, there's been some dispute on some of the audit findings. Officials say the Social Security database was initially used to check for deaths, and the department has been awaiting a new federal service for further verification. Last year, they implemented a manual process to link and eliminate payments. Why don't we have the coroner's office or the mortuaries send the information in? Why isn't there a law that if somebody dies, the state has to be notified or the estate is on hold or something like that? I don't understand. I think this is a simple fix. Health officials say they've confirmed that 321 people cited in the audit were dead, yet four were still alive, and they're still checking on the other 29. New York's Medicaid enforcement efforts recovered $1.73 billion. The state has cut spending growth 1.7% annually, but Medicaid covers about 6 million low-income New Yorkers, costs $60 million annually. It's paid by half the government, one-third by the state, and the rest by the counties and New York City. So, I think we're doing this wrong. You know, we're going to be spending more time talking about this as we, you know, see how the next rollout did. But, you know, I saw this article in the Wall Street Journal, the slow motion implosion of Obamacare. It's this may die out on its own before we even repeal it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Procrastinators, aren't we? And it's Monday, And I got so much going on. It's my kid's bar mitzvah at the end of the week. So we got a lot going on. Too much to do. And I tried to start working on this a year in advance. And I didn't want to procrastinate. Because I knew the 5 or 6 days leading up to the bar mitzvah, when you're thinking about, okay, we got to get the balloons, and we got to get stuff for the candy table, and we got to get the photographer, and we got to do whatever. And I got to get my dress, and I got to get my nails done, and I got to shave my legs, and all the other stuff. I would procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate. Well, I didn't, but my husband did, and now he's all panicky this week. I told you so. Well, this was a very interesting article. 11 tweaks to your daily routine that will make your day more productive. Some of you guys, you just don't want to do the work you have to do. And you love to my kids procrastinate. I hate that. I tell them, look, get it over with. You'll feel better. But nobody wants to do it. Researchers at the University of Nottingham recently published findings from their exploration of 83 separate studies on energy and self-control. And they found interesting things I could do to help, I guess, get your day a little bit more productive. So first they say start with exercise. Researchers at the University of Bristol found that people who exercise during the workday have more energy and a more positive outlook. So get some exercise done. Why? Because 10 minutes of exercise releases GABA, a neurotransmitter that makes your brain feel soothed and keeps you in control of your impulses. Exercising first thing in the morning ensures that you'll have the time for it, and it improves your self-control and energy levels all day long. It's true. I exercise every morning, and then I exercise at night. And that exercise in the morning helps rejuvenate me. I strongly recommend it. They say try some lemon water. Drinking lemon water as soon as you wake up spikes your energy levels physically and mentally. Lemon water gives you steady natural energy that lasts the length of the day by improving nutrient absorption in your stomach. You need to drink it first thing in the morning to ensure full absorption. You should wait 15 to 30 minutes after drinking it before eating. Lemons are, no, so not lemonade, not sugary lemonade. We're talking about lemon water. Lemons have a lot of potassium, vitamin C, antioxidants. They say if you're under 150 pounds, drink the juice of half a lemon, a full lemon if you're over 150 pounds. Make sure it's with the water, because if you just take in lemon juice, that can hurt the teeth. They say don't be watching TV until breakfast. They say when you go right into emails, texts, and Facebooks, you lose focus and your morning succumbs to the wants and needs of other people. So don't go on the computer until you've already had your breakfast, you've already pooped, and done your thing. Now, you see, for me, I have to check my emails and my phone because there's tons of messages from the day before. And, you know, I'm like, really, guys, nobody sleeps at 2 in the morning? So, unfortunately, that's my work, and that's how I jumpstart my day. But maybe do that. Make sure you get your workout. Make sure you watch your morning news, whatever you need to do, and then start looking at work. But the last thing we want you to do is be, you know, deal with a note from your boss at 6 in the morning before you've gotten to start your routine. They say eat a real breakfast. I can't stress this enough. You guys eat like crap, or you eat sugary stuff. You need to have a healthy breakfast. This makes you productive all day long. It gives you energy, helps with your memory. All right, setting goals for the day. If you have good goals, all right, like, look, I'm going to get these things done. Now, don't set 100 goals. Set some reasonable goals so when you do them, you feel like, yeah, damn. And then maybe you have goals for the week and go, you know what, I'll work ahead and I'll get some of these done so I get to relax a little bit. I think that's a good idea. All right, they say get your morning started off right by making sure, like, let's say if your goal was an hour of exercise that week. Well, you get 30 minutes out, that's already half your goal, okay? And then what about at work? Well, you got to clean your workspace. Princeton University study found that people who worked in a clean workspace outperformed those who worked in a cluttered ones, because clutter pulls your attention away from work. Also, I think psychologically, you have a nice clean desk. It's really, really nice. Like my studio. I love having a clean studio. Next, no email until you've eaten 3 frogs. I guess Mark Twain said eat a live frog first thing in the morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day. So I guess this is what he's saying. I guess, you know, do the worst part first, get it done, and then you can move about your day. Assign times to your to-do list and monitor your progress. So let's say you're at work, you got tons of stuff to do, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. Every hour, when you stand up and stretch, because you guys are supposed to be standing up and stretching and getting the blood flowing everywhere, take a look at your to-do list and see what you've done and what you've gotten done. Just like with weight loss, you know, okay, did I lose 5 pounds this month? You know, sometimes you've got to be on it. And going through and doing your checklist will really, really help. Okay? So, let me see. Monitoring or keep morning meetings on schedule. When these meetings go over, just the fact that something goes over, as soon as you get out of the meeting, you guys start to now run and rush and et cetera. By the way, after the meeting, get the stuff done. I always notice that everybody is so pumped right after the meeting. Then all of a sudden, you do something else. You go, okay, well, remember last week? No. Doesn't work that way. And be careful with multitasking. They say research conducted at Stanford University concerned that multitasking is less productive than doing a single thing good at a time. Researchers found that people who are regularly bombarded with several streams of electronic information do not pay attention that well, do not recall information, or switch from one job to another. No wonder everybody wants Ritalin, and they think they have attention deficit disorder. They say no, okay? Say no. Don't say, I don't think I can, or I'm not certain. Say no. They say no to a new commitment, honors your existing commitments, and gives you the opportunity to successfully fulfill them when your mind is fresh. Research conducted at the University of California in San Francisco showed that the more difficulty that you have saying no, the more likely you are to experience stress, burnout, and even depression. Learn to use no, and it will lift your mood as well as your productivity. And then they say, bring this all together. Good breakfast, lemon in your water, on-time meetings, checklists, getting your exercise, streamlining. And look, guys, you know, trust me, procrastination, when you have a huge, big, huge project, the big difference that I notice, whether it's school or work, is if you like it or not. So, for example, I thought that it would be cool if I made a jingle for the local radio station I'm an affiliate for. And I had so much stuff to do. But for some reason, that I really wanted to do. I punched that sucker out in 10, 15 minutes. You would think, you know, writing a jingle and writing a song could take a while. And no, it's about a 1 minute song, and I was able to write it. Why? Because I liked it. And I was excited about it. Now, you're not going to be excited, and you're not going to love all the work that you have to do. Okay, but, you know, or make it exciting. Okay, find a reason why you need to get it done. Well, I'm not going to get paid if I don't get the ICD-10 codes up and running on my software. Okay, I won't get paid. Well, then I got to move. I got to do it. And you know, a big problem we have with kids these days is they don't know how to do something they don't want to do. It's all about wanting to do something. They've gone through school where school was supposed to be fun. Or and then all of a sudden they have assignments that aren't fun and they don't want to do it. And they think it's okay to not do it. We need to teach you guys how to do something you don't want to do. You know, many of you guys don't show up to funerals. Well, I don't want to go to a funeral. Nobody wants to go to a funeral. Name one person. Why do you think we always have to serve food? Like in the Jewish tradition, we have a shiva house and, you know, people bring food and we usually have a bar stocked and things like that. Because when people come, they want to eat. And then, well, I mean, you got to bribe them to come. All right? When are you going to learn that you have to do things that you don't want to do? So hopefully that gives you guys some tricks. I really like that lemon water thing, as long as you don't have ulcers and it doesn't bother your stomach. And we'll go from there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're coming up on the end. So quickly to recap, it's Movember. So you guys start growing out your facial hair for men's prostate cancer awareness. Don't want to know how facial hair and prostates come, you know, are in the same sentence, but apparently it is. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I love my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.